You're listening to After Deadline on Coast Community Radio. I'm Aaron Fiedler, reporter for the Seaside Signal. Early last year, the Hughes Ransom Mortuary, a 100-year-old funeral home with locations in Seaside and Astoria, went into bank receivership. And for a year, uncertainty surrounded the future of one of the community's oldest businesses. Then in late June, longtime funeral directors Todd Slack and his wife Joy bought the funeral home, giving new life to a community institution. Todd's sister Carrie now is helping run Hughes Ransom. Welcome, Todd and Carrie.
Hi.
Good morning.
So you're about 3 weeks into this new venture. How's it going so far?
It's going great. We've had just an amazing time bringing the funeral homes back to their glory. And we've had community support that's been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the funeral homes are built so solid that all the nice wood and everything is just cleaned up, just excellent. The layout of the buildings, they were built as funeral homes, so they're real easy to work with, and everything is starting to shine.
Mm-hmm. It's just been an amazing, amazing adventure.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from the community, from people who were familiar with Hughes Ransom?
Actually, that's what amazes me the most. We actually received a letter from the previous owners, Pete and Jeannie Peterson, that was so kind and welcoming and so glad we're here. His daughter, Diana, has offered her support and help with the family to come and work at the funeral home with no compensation. In Seaside, people drive by the funeral home and they honk and they wave and they roll down their windows and give us a thumbs up, and I'm sure it's kind of confusing to the tourist, you know, why the funeral home's getting so much enthusiasm, but it's just been such an awesome experience of so much support from the community.
Yeah, they see the kids walking out of the funeral home so we can walk downtown for dinner, and they've just thought that that's really neat, having a family there again.
So you two have both been connected to Hughes Ransom and to Astoria for a long time. Can you talk a little bit about your background and that connection to Hughes Ransom?
Sure. Todd started his apprenticeship at Hughes Ransom. I've worked there over the years. My husband's worked there over the years. Our uncle owned Hughes Ransom Mortuary for a mm-hmm. time. So it's always been, there's always been somebody in our family at Hughes Ransom Mortuary.
Right. Yeah. And Todd, you were here about 20 years ago, right, for your apprenticeship?
Yeah, actually I was stopped at Anderson Funeral Home in Hood River, and that's where Carrie was working. And she had asked me to help her with some things in the funeral home. And from there on out, I had started the funeral business, and there was an apprenticeship opening in Astoria. And so I moved the family and started there, yeah, 20 years ago.
Great. And your mother lives here now, right, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She lives in Seaside.
And she's been here for some time.
Yeah, she's yeah. been here. My younger brother, Jesse, he grew up and has always been here in the area.
Mm-hmm. And Hughes Ransom has become, you know, since you've taken it over a few weeks ago, it's kind of a family affair, Carrie, and, you know, your Todd's sister and your brother, Jesse, too. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we just, when we saw the article about, will Hughes Ransom have its 100th birthday, it hit us pretty hard. And so, you know, we decided to take this on together and just have everybody in the family working it. And there's everybody has their own unique skills, and we've just decided that we're going to have this be a family adventure.
Yeah, it's really nice for us because we have landscapers. We have contractors. We're very good at cleaning from our mother who raised us as being very clean and hardworking, and it's really paid off.
Yeah.
So it's just been really nice to have all this come together, and then just being able to really serve the community with having us as the funeral directors.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice to go to work every day with people you adore mm-hmm. and that are always there for you. So it's just yeah. been, it's great.
it's been really nice to reunite with Carrie, work with her, because we've just always have had fun working together.
We do a good job. It's just nice to
Have us as, you know, our boss. We're the boss.
Mm-hmm.
We can do things that we previously we maybe couldn't do to help the families, and it is. It's just really nice.
So the decision. What was it in particular about Hughes Ransom that was it was so important to you after seeing that article? You know, Hughes Ransom might not make it to 100. What was it for you that really made you want to come and take on this challenge?
For me, it's that it's always been a part of our family and my dearest friend's family. And it's just the building itself has so much history. Hughes Ransom is so much history in the community. So it was just like it made me actually sad to think about them closing their doors.
Yeah, and I just really liked the area. I really like the funeral homes, but I think that I'm kind of looking out for my children as maybe if they would get into the industry, having this set up for them to continue, you know, hopefully another 100 years.
Mm-hmm. That's actually interesting. We were talking earlier about this family connection to the, you know, the funeral business. And can you talk a little bit about what got you into it? Your uncle, you know, ran Hughes Ransom and I think owned another funeral home. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that kind of transition into this business that I think a lot of people...
Right. For me, it was 23 years ago, I was on the other side of the table making funeral arrangements. And after the funeral, I had a really hard time getting closure and peace. And so I thought about it and I thought, well, maybe I can help people by being a grief counselor. But what I realized is that what I needed was somebody to take my hand at that arrangement table and walk me through the steps. So when I made that decision, I called my uncle and I said, I want to be a funeral director. And he said, come on down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just really found the art of embalming, mm-hmm. And preparing the bodies was just amazing that you can what you can actually do to have the family come in and have a better experience than just seeing the person at a hospital or being able to come in have some privacy and just having that person look as best as they possibly can. That really interested me, and I stayed on that side of it for about 5 years. And then again, Carrie helped me get over to funeral directing, mm-hmm. And then just doing everything. That's one nice thing about us having dual licenses. There's nothing we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's been beneficial.
Sure. And Todd, you own the Major Family Funeral Home in Springfield, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
And so how have you been making this work, being in Astoria and transitioning back and forth between Astoria and Springfield?
I got an opportunity with the owner, was actually praying the night before
mm-hmm.
that somebody would be able to come and take over his business. And my wife and I actually stopped in there. And the next day, and he was able to let me live there, work there until I could secure financing.
Mm-hmm.
When I did all that, I really looked for younger funeral director embalmers, and I have two very good ones in Springfield right now that are working very hard to keep the business going, and we just really... you know, all have a really good relationship. Everybody is very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been burning the pavement.
Yes, and yeah. I have been on I-5 quite a bit. But, yeah, they've been very supportive.
Sure. And your family's stayed, your wife and children have kind of stayed in Springfield, or have they been coming back and forth as well?
Yeah, actually, Joy is actually headed to Springfield at right now with the kids. We do have some services there. Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot of people like to have their services on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So she's going there to help them out.
Sure.
Yeah. And the kids miss their friends there too. And yeah. So they'll be able, we'll probably have one more kid when she comes back.
Mm-hmm.
One of their friends.
So with buying Hughes Ransom out of receivership, you know, it was kind of prominent in the community that this had happened, and there were obviously challenges to perception. What do you see going forward as your biggest challenge as you take over Hughes Ransom and work to rebuild?
I was actually really worried about the community feeling that, you know, it being in receivership, that it was unstable. But actually, the biggest fear and that we had has not come to fruition. It's mm-hmm. like it's been the opposite, actually. We have so much support, and so really I really have no more hesitation about it.
Sure.
You know, I just feel that the staff that we have and the family is just very comforting to me. Young and energetic and just wanting to, you know, do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the buildings were kind of a challenge to get them cleaned and updated, but we've just taken that on, and they're sparkling, and Todd donated a lot of furniture to local charities, so it kind of had a ripple effect. As we brought the buildings back, it also helped the community, so yeah.
Well, that's interesting too, because we had talked about previously about you taking it over on a Wednesday, and it was this very short transition for you.
Yeah.
You know, I think we likened it to kind of moving into a house that someone, you know, left but didn't necessarily move out of. And what have been some of just the kind of basic challenges of coming into a business? And you knew the business, but it was a little unfamiliar to you.
All
still.
Right. Usually there's, when you take over a funeral home, there's a transition period where the old owner walks you through, steps you through how everything is ran. Basically, we didn't have that. We received the keys at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. And one of the challenges has been cleaning them while still serving families. So we change clothes a lot. We have been, you know, working all hours, you know, just, I guess that's the biggest challenge, is just taking on the cleaning them, getting them running, and also making sure that we're there for every family that walks through the door.
Yeah, it's covering two locations and then covering the whole county. Takes quite a bit of manpower. But yeah, we've been doing it with no problems.
Sure. You're listening to After Deadline on Coast Community Radio. We're joined today by Todd Slack and Carrie Wright with Hughes Ransom Mortuary. So Are there plans for renovations, for updates to the buildings, you know, technology upgrades, things like that?
Yeah, we would like to, well, we already have started with personalization, merchandise. We would like to add video tributes, and we do have the capability to do that as well. But yeah, it just takes a little bit of time mm-hmm. with getting everything wired right, but yes, it's in the process, and yeah, we should be ready real soon.
Mm-hmm. And the buildings, we're just making sure that they remain the same, the charm, the brick, the wood, everything, so when you walk in, you still have that feel of the nostalgic funeral homes.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of history associated with this particular funeral home, and I know Todd, you had talked about having that connection to E.B. Hughes, the founder of the funeral home.
Yeah. Just since I've been in the funeral industry, I've met a lot of good funeral director, embalmers, owners. And there's a handful that just really make you want to follow. And he's one of them. All the information I've read and how he cared about this community, I just I just really want to work hard for him, even though I haven't met him. Mm-hmm. He just seems like a, you know, he was a real special guy.
Sure.
Yeah, and everybody else that has followed, our uncle, he was a pioneer in bringing Celebration of Lives. Larry Peterson was a part of that business for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. And so it there's just such a family history and just history with the community.
Sure. And Carrie, I know that you talked about a lot of the records that are associated with the funeral home and how it's been interesting to go back and see how things were done in the past.
Right, yeah. There's been a lot of people coming in for genealogy, and we have this spectacular record system that just goes back. And I've spent some time reading through the arrangements of E.B. Hughes and just to see the difference between funeral service 100 years ago and what it is today is just amazing. But the thing about it is that as I go through this funeral home, I see that everybody that's been there has cared about this community and has just always been there. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing to see what everybody has done.
Right. So I'm curious. I have read about trends nationally related to funeral services and how there's been in recent years a push toward cremation, kind of somewhat away from more traditional burials and embalming, and then push toward personalization. How is that changing your business and changing? Have you seen it here? Have you seen it in Springfield?
Yes, we cremation services, I think, for environmental reasons, land use.
Yeah, there's just been a definite trend towards cremation.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people do like that personalized video tribute has been very big in the past 10 years. Having the celebration of life with maybe more receptions following, more about the person, maybe their timeline through life, what they've accomplished, special music.
Yeah, basically, cremation is just a form of disposition. Mm-hmm. So we find that the funeral services are still the same, even the embalming with the viewing and the full service. It's just that instead of going to the cemetery, you know, you go to the crematory. So although it's changed, the final disposition, really funeral service is still the same. And like Todd was saying, that there's so many personalized options that can go with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we offer a ceremonial casket that we take to the churches or at the funeral home where we still do the embalming, the visitation, and then once everything has been completed, the insert of that ceremonial casket will be cremated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. And then a lot of people are using the urn with, instead of a casket spray, we've created an urn nest that goes around the urn with a nice picture. And then we've even had people bring their golf carts, golf clubs, you know, their guitars, anything. We try to get them to bring everything that we can to set everything up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's it's been nice, actually, more upbeat.
Yeah, more of a celebration of life. And
yeah, so we really try to let the family plan how they want that and just give them our ideas. And then once we work together, it seems like everything comes together very nice.
Right. So the disposition maybe has changed, but the services have maybe got a little more advanced and a little more personal and all.
Totally. Yeah, it's more of a celebration. It's more of honoring that person. Very personal. Even like Todd was saying, the music has changed. It used to be a lot of the old traditional hymns, which we still do use, but for different situations, people have songs that are more close to the heart. So, I mean, it's just become more of a personalization, not a standard service.
Right. Mm.
And people still do want to bury the urn. And it's nice that where their grandchildren will have a place to go. That's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, the scattering at sea has been, we've been doing that quite a bit, but people will keep a portion and still bury at the cemetery.
Are you seeing, I know, Todd, that your funeral home down in Springfield has a lot of these capabilities. Are you seeing most funerals having these really personalized services, or does it kind of, you know, depend on the person and the family?
Yeah, I think it depends on the what they've done previous. Mm-hmm. But after we kind of give them a tour of what they can do, they really seem to want to have us help them put everything together.
Yeah, just giving them their options, you know, because a lot of times before there wasn't a lot of options for cremation because it was new, and when people pre-needed or set it up ahead of time, there wasn't these options that are now available where they can have full services, they can still do everything for that a traditional service would entail, but so those options are now presented to the families.
Right. And I guess a little more specifically, by personalization, do you mean videos? Do you mean photos? Is there music, you know, the more specific music? What, you know?
Yeah, it's music. It's the video tribute of the person's life. Most often people will share stories, and that seems to be the highlight of the service, to have different perspectives, because everybody has so many assets to their person that each friend or family has a different side. So I see that as a really positive aspect of the service now, and very healing for the families to hear a lot of laughing and just really understanding everything about that person. So, and the music, the folders, Todd, he likes to do the personalized folders. They can put their own poem, they can put pictures, they can bring, I mean, sometimes we have our chapel looking like someone's living room, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. very comforting to people. It's like, sometimes we have a truck, you know, out front. So it is, it's bringing the person, you know, celebrating that person.
And if you can, we try to find the right person. There's still pastors and that come in and, but if you can find another person, a celebrant, to that actually meets with the family for 3 or 4 hours, or maybe even 1 or 2 days, you can just feel the service is so much more upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are just walking out feeling very good.
Sure.
And everybody got to participate in sharing. And a lot of times people don't want to share, but once all the sharing starts to happen and you do have the reception afterwards, it just, everybody that wants to share, it goes on. Yeah, it's just good. And
so in the coming weeks, months, what kind of changes do you see yourselves making to Hughes Ransom? Are there any changes?
Actually, there's been a lot of changes lately. The rooms have been utilized. We now have a casket room. We have displays. We have so many options for people to, when they come in, you know, they can see all these things and choose exactly what's right for them. So I think the biggest difference is that things have been taken out, and Todd and Joy have brought in a lot of personalized options for the families, and so it is. It's a different experience to walk through those doors now.
Yeah, now Astoria has 4 levels, mm-hmm. and they're all being utilized now. And then Seaside, we're getting ready to paint. We have the landscape done. We're having fun doing this. I really feel that it's just nice for the community to have a good funeral home in any town.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could help them all.
Mm-hmm. Are there any plans to change the name or?
No. As Hughes Ransom's been a part of our life and part of this community, and it'll stay Hughes Ransom.
Yeah, and like Carrie was saying, everybody that's worked there has really put their heart into it. And I don't think anybody's ever thought to change the name.
Mm-mm. It's just a part. It's part of this community, and I
had no idea when I started that I would become an owner. It was my goal, but I just never thought that that would happen. And I'm just blessed that all this has happened for us. Mm-hmm. And to have Carrie on my side and right there, and we're both just, we'll do anything for each other, and that's how our whole family is. So it's just great. It's kind of a dream come true.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And you all are hosting an open house next month. Is that at both locations?
Yeah, it'll be, we'll have one in Astoria and then later one in Seaside.
Do you have dates for those yet, or?
We don't have those pinned down quite yet. I know it will be next month.
In the planning stages. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
What do you hope to, I guess if you could have kind of one message to the community, what is that in this new role you have here?
I think for me it would be that we're here, that we care, and, we just welcome the community to come in, and just basically that we're here.
Yeah, and I would just like to say that every person that has passed will be treated with high respect, and if you come to meet us, you'll actually feel that. And I think after the funeral arrangements and what we've done, the grieving process will be, we can help that.
Sure. Well, thank you both for taking the time today. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Yes, thank you.
And best of luck with everything. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Aaron Fiedler. This is After Deadline on Coast Community Radio.